Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Been looking at self-control and the importance of growing and understanding, because it's so important that we grow and mature in the things of God and that we don't ignore them. As the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, that we're not to stay ignorant of the devil's devices, because he has devices and he has a plan to keep you out of God's will. And if you're ignorant of his devices, he will always be successful in keeping you out of God's will. And so that's what we're trying to help you understand. Now, self-control. So it's not, you know, I'm not going to eat the cookies. When you're in relationship with God, God will help you. He can say, you know, maybe you can have one. But here's the idea. You can have self-control. God will help you in the littlest things. You know, and you know what? We need to renew our mind and stay in the mind of Christ. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:16, we have the mind of Christ. And if you're grown and you're older, don't say, oh, you know, I'm starting to forget things. No. Don't even let that come out of your mouth. Start depending on the Holy Spirit. And he'll help you remember. I tell you what, I've been doing this with my phone and the Holy Spirit. I said, okay, where's it at? I don't even have to get on Donita's phone to find it. He tells me. I'm being serious. When you're in touch with the Holy Spirit, he's going to help you. He'll help you remember. And I'm going to tell you, he says he will bring to your remembrance all things that God has said to you. When you're in touch with him, he's going to help you. This is why we got to grow and mature. Go with me quickly to Matthew 13, and we're going to look at verse 18 and 19. No. Go with me to John 10:10 first, and then we'll go to Matthew 13:18, okay? Look what it says. The thief, who's the thief? The devil, right? Look what it says. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. So that's what he's up to. He wants to take from you. The first thing he does is he steals. He steals God's word from you, because God brings life. If he can steal God's word from you, it keeps you from having life in areas of your life. You see that? He steals from you. Now look at this. To kill and destroy. To kill, that doesn't always mean murder. That means he'll kill your ambitions. He'll kill your dreams. He'll kill your ideas that are healthy, that make you healthy and wise. You see that? Because he gets the wisdom away from you. He steals it from you before it gets planted in your heart. Now watch. Jesus said, I've come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So Jesus wants you to have life. That word life is the Zoe life, the God kind of life. And he wants you to have it more abundantly. He wants you to increase in the life he created you for. And you have to be intentional about that. You have to be intentional and purposeful. It's not going to just fall on you because you're cute and you're smart. No, you have to be purposeful and pursue that with everything you have. Go with me quickly to Matthew 13. There it is. Now, Jesus is talking here. He says, therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, that's what we've been talking about with these children all week. That's what we preach. If anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand, he doesn't understand it, Then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. Steals it. You see that? This is he who receives seed by the wayside. There's four types of soil in this passage of scripture and this sermon about the seed and the sower. There's rocky soil, there's good soil, and there's thorny soil, and then there's wayside soil. Most soil is wayside soil. People, listen. Here's what happens. You come here, you hear the word. Then you walk right out, and you get on, and you get on your phones, and you get doing something. You're going to lunch, and you forget everything that was just communicated. And Satan snatches the word. God actually spoke a word for you that would bring life to a dead situation in your life. You see that? He snatches it before it can germinate. Have you ever seen a plant? I've seen a plant, concrete everywhere. And you see this one little plant breaking through the concrete. That's because it germinated. When that seed germinates, it has power and force. And see, that's what God's doing. When he sows his word out, if it gets in you and it germinates, it's going to grow and nothing will stop it. And it's going to produce kindness and joy and peace so you can give that to other people. You see that? The enemy doesn't want that being produced in your life, so he'll snatch it away. You see that? Are you hearing what I'm saying? And that's what we have to watch. When we don't understand, we'll just go to church and then go out and talk about what we want and just forget all about what was sown in our heart. If there's ever a day you need to pay attention, it's today. What you pay attention to is where you are going. When you don't pay attention, it will cost you more than you can afford later. Always. That's why we have to pay attention when God is speaking his word over us. So now think about this. It says, when anyone hears the word of God, the kingdom, and does not understand it. See? It's up to you and I to do what we have to do to understand it. Because it's a seed. I remember reading about these seeds in Egypt, and they found these seeds in this box, and it was sealed. And the box, seed was over 3,000 years old. They took the seeds out of the box, put it in soil, and nurtured it and watered it, and they grow. 3,000 years old. When it's put in the right environment and it's nurtured, it will grow. You know what it was? Fig trees. Think about this. The Bible says when you're in 1 Peter 1:23, we've been born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because the flesh is as the grass, and the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. For the grass withers and the flower fades away, but the word of the Lord will endure forever. You see, when that word gets in you, and it germinates, it produces something in you that's going to endure, help you endure any situation you face in this life. He says, he who endures to the end shall be saved. It will help you endure. I don't care what you're going through. You will endure and you'll have joy in your heart and you'll be an overcomer. Am I making sense? That's why the enemy works so hard to keep it from growing in you. You have to do your part. Now watch this. This word understand, the word I brought out last week. Now you know we have to read the Bible and the New Testament is written in Greek. The Old Testament is Hebrew. So now this word is the word tsunami. It's a Greek word. Now, this is what it means. Tsunami means to understand. And now look. It's a compound word in the Greek. Soon, S-U-N, that's how it's pronounced, soon. Soon means to come together. To come together. Naomi means, listen, wisdom to show you what you did not see before. That's what tsunami is. You come together with what you just received. God has given you wisdom. So now I'm going to see something I didn't see before. Did you catch that? That's what tsunami means. And that's what we need. We need understanding. Because that's what tsunami is, understanding. Now, go with me to 13:23 real quick. But he who received the seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and, say it, understands. Tsunami, who understands it, who indeed does what? Bears fruit. What do you think? When you understand, now you begin to produce fruit. Bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. See? When you understand, now you're producing something. I'm going to tell you something. This is why people are depressed. That's why we have a mental problem. The number one problem in America is mental illness. It's because they're not producing what they were created to produce. Depression is just a manifestation of all the negative thoughts you're thinking about. Huh? Now, I'm not a doctor, and I know there's people that can be depressed, and you need some medication. I understand that. But not all of it. And you don't have to stay in depression. Come on, if you get God's word in there, and you begin to grow and mature, you're going to see things change. It says in Proverbs 12:25, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. But a good word makes the heart glad. God's word, when it gets in there, it's going to help change your heart and your mind. And that depression is going to flee. God didn't create you to be depressed all the time. Help me, Jesus. I need to get some more preaching going here. Now watch this. When he hears and understands, tsunami. I'm going to give you the other side of that word, tsunami. It just doesn't mean understand. Are you ready? It means discernment. Discernment. Discernment means to identify patterns and the wisdom to make an adjustment. How many times have you identified something? If you would have made a different choice 10 years ago, you wouldn't be reaping a negativity where you are now. If you would have been in discernment back then, things would be a little different. Are you getting this? So when you have discernment, it helps you to identify patterns that aren't healthy in your life. And God gives you wisdom to make the adjustment to a better place. And that wisdom comes through his word because it got planted in you and it produced something. Are you hearing me? Now, give me 15 through 17 real quick. Now look at this. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears. Lest they should what? Tsunami. Understand and discern. Now look, understand with their hearts and turn. Everybody in this room needs healing in their life. Everybody on the planet needs healing in their life. In Psalms 107, verse 20, it says, he sent his word to heal us from all destruction. Not some, all destruction. You see why we need to say, I got to get me some understanding and some discernment Am I making sense? Because you see, what you ignore, that's what your kids. You wonder why your kids don't want anything to do with it? You've been ignoring. Huh? You wonder why your grandchildren don't want it? When you operate in the agape love of God, they're going to want what you have. They're going to want it, and you're not going to have to coerce them to go to church. They're going to want to be in church if it's real at home. If you're in the agape love of God, I've been talking about marriages, and you ought to be opening that door for your wife out here in the parking lot. Wherever you go, grocery, wherever you go, open that door, serve her. You know why? Listen, that's God's way. You should be full of chivalry. You should be glad to serve her. When you serve her, she's going to serve you. Because somebody said you reap what you sow. Now watch. You see, when you don't do that, you start to take things for granted. And entitlement sets in. And that's not from God. Listen. When you serve and submit to each other, it brings paradise in your life. I can't wait for Donita to get home. Sometimes I'm tapping my foot. I can't wait to see her. You know what I caught myself doing the other day? I caught myself envying myself. Yeah, envying myself because of what God has blessed me with. Are you getting that? Huh? I'm being very honest. I couldn't be more honest with you. That's how it is. You're supposed to prefer the other person above yourself. It says that we're to esteem others better than ourselves. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, 6, and 7. Look it up for yourself later. Low self-esteem is why our prisons are full. It's why families are falling apart. It's why everything's falling apart. Because you don't value yourself. When you value yourself, your esteem comes up. Because now you're getting your true value from God, who created you. Psychologically, socially, spiritually, and physically. Now you're lining up with what he says. You aren't going to put nothing in your body that's going to destroy you. You're not going to jump in bed with somebody you're not married to. You're not going to want to lie because you want to tell the truth. Because you value your relationship with God. You see that? When you value who you are, it changes your outcome, your response. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. You didn't hear me. He said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Am I making sense? You have to change your mind for that. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Change your mind. That's what repent means. Change your mind. Remember? Metanoia. Meta means change. Noia means mind. Now pay attention. Here's the problem. Paranoia. See, worry, fear, doubt, discouragement comes from paranoia. What's happening is you're pairing up with thoughts that aren't from God. And it creates fear, worry, and anxiety. Repent, change your mind. Now you're going back too. It says, repent that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. You get his presence when you repent and you change your mind the way he's created you. You see that? Now pay attention. This is significant. And this is what we got to understand. Now, so when you are willing to change your mind, everything changes. People, you can't change your life if you don't change your mind. There's nothing to change. But when you change your mind, things begin to change. You don't like where you're at? change the way you think. Now, think about this. So he heals you when you understand and you get discernment. See that? Discernment helps you see things you weren't seeing before. If I was a single person, I wouldn't even think about. I'd be in that church. I'd be getting me some word. Because I'm going to tell you something. That person you're looking at or talking to, if you don't have discernment, you might be talking to a devil that'll destroy your life. Because what you connect with is going to take you wherever you're going. Are you listening to me? The people you do business with, you better understand and have some discernment. I'm not going to sign anything unless I have some discernment first. I had some discernment before I married this woman. Are you listening to me? I'm just telling you how it works. When you have discernment, he'll help you make decisions. He'll help you make conscious decisions that bring life to you and add value to your life. We need to add value to our life. Listen to me. I was reading this week, Jonah. And Jonah, get this. Now what's Jonah? He's standing there, and he says, this storm's come because I'm on the boat. Throw me off the boat. I thought, you're a grown man. Why don't you just jump in? You know what? He expected them to throw him in. Because he didn't have a renewed mind. He was running from God. He really wasn't running from God. He just didn't renew his mind. He wasn't listening to God. But that's what you do. You put expectations on people to do things for you that you should be doing yourself. And now you become responsible for their irresponsibility. And you're frustrated and discouraged about what they're not doing and not growing because you're taking their responsibility. Now, I'm not preaching to anybody today. Am I making sense? But when we become responsible for what we respond to, we do what we're supposed to do. Am I making sense? Now, look. This is what happened in that story. They started throwing all their valuables off the boat. So they were afraid and worried. And they didn't want to sink. Everything that was valuable to them, they threw it overboard. That's what happens. You see? That's what's happening in homes. That's what's happening in businesses. That's what's happening in churches. People are throwing their values away, overboard, so they can let someone stay on the boat, just so they can help someone stay on the boat that really doesn't belong there. Am I making sense? Come on, am I making sense? Sometimes you're connected in a situation and you're going to have to make a decision. Are you going to stay with your values? Are you going to maybe exit this person? It's taking you a place you don't need to go. Does that make sense? Did you tsunami that? I'm going to tell you, this is a day we need to understand and discern. Time is it? Oh, mercy. Give me, Tim, give me 1 Corinthians 2, 14 real quick. You paying attention? Now watch. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit. See that word natural? Carnal. See, when you're in the carnal mind, remember? That's influenced by the culture. The state of your mind is what it's being influenced by. Look at me. That's what's going on. But when the Holy Spirit is influencing you is going to produce life and peace. Now pay attention. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are, help me out, spiritually discerned. You see, when you have discernment, you can receive. And you can know. You can know who's sitting in front of you, who's sitting behind you. And you can make wise decisions. Paul prayed in Colossians 1, 9. He said, I pray that you would be filled with the knowledge of his will. Of his will. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That you would have a walk worthy of the Lord, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. That you would be strengthened with all his might according to his glorious power with patience, long-suffering, and joy. Paul prayed that for the church. Understanding. Wisdom. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 33:6, he said, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times. Every prophecy that Isaiah has spoken has come to pass. I would be after me some wisdom and some knowledge and growing in my faith, because your children are in the ballot. Are you listening to me? Think about this. Paul also prayed in Philippians 1:9, I pray that your love, agape, would abound more and more in all knowledge and discernment. You see, and discernment. You see, when you're in the love of God, you have that discernment. Here's what happens when you're not in the love of God. You become critical. See, when it's not filtered through the love of God, you become critical. When you criticize your spouse or your children or people at work, it's because you're not in the love of God. In Isaiah 58, it says that their speech kept them from being healed. Wicked and critical speaking. When you speak that way, it stops your healing from coming into your life. The Bible says, Isaiah said that God will be your rear guard. He won't be your rear guard when you're walking around criticizing and being critical of other people. Am I making sense? Stop criticizing your husband. Stop criticizing your wife. Use words to edify. Build them up. Never criticize your wife. Let every word that proceeds out of your mouth edify and exhort. When you criticize and complain and murmur, it's never from God. The devil's using you to tear down your own house. Why are you excited? Because I've been doing this for 30 years and I've seen it over and over and over. But when I see people who will listen to this word and get it in and grow, I see flourishing. I see happy. I see children that want to be in church. Am I making sense? Well, you're excited. I should be. We got so much to look forward to. I want you to go. Give me. So, look at the person next to you and say, I'm done being critical. Just stop it. You know what? You start building them up, you'll start to see that leave.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.